7:25 left in the second quarter, and the first free throw is no good, so the score remains 15-11 as we have our first substitution for High Reach on the night. It is number 12. Can't forget about Devin Lemansky.
Second shot's coming up right now. And he swishes it.
And the second free throw is good. Austin sells for another three. This one's off the back of the iron. No good. And one and done for the High Reach. Here comes Peck. Trying to move the ball now. Trailing by 3 points. 15-12. Dalton Oakey sits down with two fouls. Number 25, Kyle Brager with it. Long jump shot for two. This one's no good. Rebound, Cody Seaman. And High Reach trying to push it. It's 2-on-2. John Shell goes for the layup. And it's good, and it will count. Foul against Peck. Kyle Brager looks dumbfounded. He can't believe it. And it's going to be a push. The fifth team foul against Peck.
That's Tom Gallagher's third foul.
Excuse me, that is against Gallagher. It's not under Brager. I take it back. So Tom Gallagher's third. So he sits down. And in there now is Jacob Adams, number 32. Josh Shelke the line for one shot. No good, and it's High Reach by five with 6:55 left in the second. Kyle Abregu, top of the key, over to the left corner to number 12, Cody Abregu. Dribbles back up top of the court to the right wing to Caleb Dudley, directing traffic. A little bit of light crowd here for a Monday. Regular crowd shuffling in. 6 minutes, 30 seconds left in the half. 17-12, Harbor Beach leading. And it was nearly stolen away on the inbound into the right block as it is going to remain a Peck ball, though. 6:27.
Devin Lemansky really had to go up for that one because the ball was headed for Kyle Abrego's hands. And he caused the turnover, Harbor Beach's ball.
And they reversed the call. So it'll be the fifth turnover for Peck on the night, the first of the second quarter. 6:22 left in the second quarter, 17-12, High Reach by five. Austin Seltz, top of the key for three, no good, rebound, still loose, and we are going to have an over-the-back call against Peck. So it'll be High Reach ball on their own, underneath their own hoop on the right side of your radio. Fouls against number 32, Jacob Adams, his first, team sixth. Rest of the way out, we'll have at least one and one. We have a full timeout called by Jeremy Abregu of Peck. It's 17-12, High Reach over Peck.
Those holiday costs added up quickly, didn't they? Decorations, presents, traveling. But one thing that shouldn't have danced around in your head with the sugar plums is worrying about your propane. Get competitive pricing and the best quality service in the thumb from Kohler Propane. Not only will you be getting superior propane service, but you can enjoy a great winter slumber at ease knowing that you're also helping your community grow strong by choosing a local propane provider. Kohler's Propane, serving the entire Thumb area with locations in Bad Axe, Memphis, and Brown City. Give them a call at 1-888-950-7975. And remember, nobody gives you gas like Kohler's.
After a full timeout from Peck, it is Harbor Beach ball underneath their own hoop. 17-12, the orange and black lead the red and white by five. Six lead changes and three ties all in the first quarter. Harbor Beach leads by five, their largest of the night. And Cody Seaman bounces off the back of Kyle Abregu, and he stepped on the baseline doing so. And that'll be a turnover for Harbor Beach.
Just wasn't enough room for
almost.
The old I'm going to hit you on the back and try and get it in bounds.
6:05 left in the second quarter, 17-12. Over to Dudley, right wing, being guarded by Seltz, trying to feed it to Kyle Abregu. Back up to Adams, over to the left corner to Cody Abregu for three. Yes! Cody Abrego's first points of the night is a three, and it brings back within a two-point game, 17-15, with 5:40 left in the second. Harbor Beach by two. Josh Shelkey, right wing, dribbling in, and he walked with it. Tried to do a little bit of a spin move, and he shuffled.
Kind of wonder if he didn't step on the defender's foot, and got called on the walk.
Regardless, it's the fifth turnover for Harbor Beach, the second of the second quarter. 17-15, Harbor Beach over Peck in Harbor Beach. with 5.5 to play until halftime. Dankin Brink, right corner, or right wing, I should say. Over to Caleb Dudley, left wing. Nearly lost it out of bounds. Picks it back up, goes into the lane, wide open. And the floater's no good. Rebound by himself. And goes up for the third shot, and Jason Gaffney blocks it out of bounds. Those keeping score at home. MSU leads Indiana 36-17. Peck inbounds it into the corner to Adams, up to the top to Dudley. Dribbles twice, three times into the corner to Cody Abrego for another three. No. Rebound Peck, though. Dankenbrink turns around. The jump, the bunny from the right block is no good. Rebound Cody Seaman and the Pirates. Here comes Josh Schelke from the left wing into the corner to Austin Seltz. Back up to Schelke, top of the key. Over to the right wing to Cody Seaman. Into Devin Lemanski. One dribble goes down to the, goes down, and he says it is Peck ball. And for his jump shot is no good. He nearly got it himself. Chased it out of bounds, and a red ball out of bounds. Went 90 feet from the hoop.
He went right into the teeth of the defense, Clark.
17-15. As Dankenbrink has it top of the key against Gaffney. Over to Adams, right wing. Dudley, top of the key. To Kyle Abrego for three. No. Rebound Cody Seaman. Here comes our reach in transition. Josh Schelke going down the left side. This one lofts it off the backboard. No good. Rebound Cody Abrego. Slowing things down. 4:10 left before halftime. 17-15. Harbor Beach by two.
Kyle Abrego's on top, but that's not going to last too long.
Cody Abrego
gets the majority of his points inside.
Dankenbrink for the long two. His foot was on the line. No good. Rebound Josh Schelke. It's 1-on-3, and it was actually off of a shoe. And turnover, Harbor Beach. Here comes Peck. Cody Abrego. Setting up the offense. Dribbles to the right wing. Against Austin Seltz. Into the corner to Adams. Feeding it in to Kyle Abrego. And this one's tipped away by Cody Seaman, but is given right back to Peck. So a turnover apiece there, we'll call it. As we have substitution for Peck, number 11, Nathan Rosenthal checks in for Dylan Dankenbrink.
Cody Seaman thought he saved the ball to one of his teammates, but I guess he had his foot on the line.
Feeds it into Kyle Abrego, and this one is blocked by Gaffney, his second of the night. Kyle Abrego gets his own rebound and marches in for two. 6 points for Kyle Abrego. We're tied at 17. The Sand Beach Swashbucklers on offense. Cody Seaman one and done as he tried to loft this one off the backboard. Peck in transition, Dudley wide open for the layup, and this one's good. Lead is back to Peck, and we have a timeout called by Harbor Beach. It's a 30-second timeout on the WLEW Sports Network, 19-17 Peck.
Hi, Todd Bowers from Moore Motors in Carroll. Get a new 2014 Jeep Cherokee Latitude with a V6, remote start, and a backup camera for only $23,987.
Or if you need a really great family car with good mileage, check out a new 2014 Dodge Journey SE SUV. Moore Motors price after discounts only $18,240.
Come see me, Todd Bowers, at Moore Motor Sales just west of Carroll on M81, or shop the web at themooreautogroup.com. See you soon.
Peck with the lead again, 19-17, on a 7-point swing here. Harbor Beach has not scored since 6:55 left in the second quarter, nearly 3 minutes. Nearly 4 minutes. Josh Schelke, Dawson Seltz, top of the key, dribbles once over to Cody Seaman, right wing. Back up to Seltz, over to Schelke, left wing. Feeding into Gaffney in the left block, and there's a double team coming, and they're going to say an offensive against Gaffney. Fifth team foul against Harbor Beach. Gaffney's second for the Pirates, and it's Peck ball 90 feet from their own hoop. 19-17 leading Harbor Beach with 2:53 left in the second quarter.
This is going to be an important 2 minutes and 45 seconds for the Pirates.
Cody Abrego brings it up, kicks it over to Caleb Dudley, right wing.
That's Harbor Beach
top
Pirates.
Top of the key to Kyle Abrego. To Adams. Over to Dudley, trying to feed into Kyle Abrego, but Devin Lemanski teaming it